The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Waco, Texas, Saturday.
I was asked the other day, and I took a little heat for it. They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government.
The rally featured the playing of a song called Justice for All, featuring a group of men imprisoned for their role in the January 6, 2021 incident at the U.S. Capitol, singing the national anthem and a recording of Mr. Trump reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. President Biden has issued an emergency declaration for parts of Mississippi that were hammered Friday by a deadly tornado that ripped through the Delta. At least 25 people were killed and dozens of others were hurt. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. China's Xi meets Russia's Putin. Senator Tom Cotton.
Joe Biden's weakness in his first 2 years in office have created what they see as new opportunities for advancing their shared interests.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11. Here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Twin Cities attorneys, a partner men can count on. CordellCordell.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. That's 800-846-2124.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply or play. Stop, opt out. Visit website for financing details. Windowappointmentnow.com.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can buy one and get one 40% off. Just text EXTRA to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors, all with super affordable financing options. Text EXTRA to 200-300 right now to buy one and get one 40% off. But hurry, these big-dollar savings won't last long. Text the word EXTRA to 200-300. Don't wait. Text EXTRA to 200-300.
$525 is a cost to empower one woman to save their baby at Robbinsdale Women's Center. Did you know that last year, 279 moms chose life for their unplanned pregnancy? You can support RWC by donating a one-time gift of $525 or $44 a month to save a baby. Donate at rwcinfo.org. Empowering a mom saves her child. Give today to make a difference at rwcinfo.org.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning, we have the pleasure of welcoming aboard Captain Sherry Rolfing, who flies the Airbus 320 for Delta Airlines. She's been with Delta for over 21 years. She's also an adjunct professor at Minnesota State University teaching aviation, the chairperson for the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame banquet, which, by the way, will be held next Saturday. Oh, man, that's come up fast. She's also been involved with the Minnesota Aviation Career Education Camp for over 30 years. Captain Rolfing, welcome to the world of aviation.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Doing well. As a young woman, didn't you attend an ACE camp and that sparked your interest in flying?
I did. I went to the very first Minnesota ACE camp back quite a while ago. And I went there between my junior and senior year in high school, and I thought, this is awesome. I can do this for a career, and yeah, that really helped spark my interest.
How old, you already said how old you were. You were a junior or senior in high school.
Yeah.
How many kids attended that first camp?
Oh, God, I think it was like 24. But you know what? What really sparked my interest with aviation was in high school, I took a class from an awesome teacher. I still am in touch with him, Dave Hallgren, and he really encouraged me to take the aviation class, and then he was the one who encouraged me to go to the Minnesota ACE camp. So had I not accidentally stumbled into this class in high school, I don't know what I'd be doing right now.
Yeah. What did you do in that 1 week period? And was it a week back then? Because I think it's a week now, if I remember what I read.
Yeah, it is a week long camp, and I don't remember all the details from when I was there, but currently, because I'm still directing the camp and stuff, they get to fly an airplane, helicopter, glider. We fly simulators, and then we learn about all different careers in aviation. It's not just being a pilot. But, you know, like air traffic control and aeronautical engineering. And we spend a whole day with all different careers at Delta Airlines. And, you know, just the whole week is learning about careers in aviation. So it's really a good opportunity.
How many kids are attending these days?
We have 30 students per camp. We're going to have three camps this summer.
Wow.
The dates are June 11 through 16, 18 through 23, and July 19 through 14. So if people are interested in that, they can go to our website, which is mnacecamp.org.
Are these camps held throughout the country at various locations?
So there are different ACE camps throughout the country. We're all kind of do our own thing, though. I know I may be biased, but I would like to say that ours is one of the best in the country because we just do so many things. Recently we added indoor skydiving and we tie that into how that affects, you know, all the different like aeronautical engineering type things that go involved with that, like wind tunnels and things like that. So there's kind of the science piece that goes along with the indoor skydiving. So great way to get kids into education. Yeah.
That's amazing. I have a couple of granddaughters that I would love to get involved with that. Unfortunately, they're in Colorado and not Minnesota.
That's so okay. From all over the country and internationally. We've had international students
really?
Before, too. Definitely, yeah.
Really?
Everyone's welcome to come and apply for the Minnesota Aid Camp.
Well, I've got two brothers that still live in Minnesota, and maybe we can impose on them for room and board.
Yeah, perfect.
for that week. That would be incredible.
The camps are overnight. We do provide lodging for the students as well. So it would be awesome.
Oh, okay. Cool. We will check into that, definitely. I think they would really, really enjoy that. Let's talk about the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame banquet that's coming up next Saturday. You are the chairperson for that, and I think you've been doing that for around 6 years. The banquet is one of the finest in the country. In fact, I have friends from various parts of the country say, what makes your Hall of Fame banquet so successful? What can we do to change ours to mimic yours? And, I always say, well, I'm not the person to talk to, and I always give them your name. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, not at all.
But it is.
No.
It's an incredible event. First of all, any tickets available for next Saturday night?
There are still tickets available, yes. But I would like to emphasize that if anyone wants to attend the banquet, they should buy their tickets today. And they can get them at eventbrite.com. And then you need to search, type out the word Minnesota, Aviation Hall of Fame, and then the first thing that comes up will be our event. So today, pretty much the last day to get tickets. We can maybe squeak a few tomorrow, but I would really emphasize getting them today.
This year is being held at the Mystic Lake Convention Center and Casino by Prior Lake, and they can accommodate a lot more people than previous locations. Or am I wrong on that?
No, you're right. I think they can hold up to 1,000 people in the room.
Wow.
So we definitely have plenty of room. Anyone who wants to come on out, we do have the best MC in the country running our banquet. So they should come see you out.
Well, I'm embarrassed. Well, thank you. That's very kind. You know, there's a lot more pressure this year on me personally. Because one of my dear friends, one of my mentors, as a matter of fact, and very, very close friend, is being inducted posthumously. And, you know, it hit me this week, Sherry, that Randy Sohn, it'll be exactly 3 years since his passing on April 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It means
a lot to a lot of people who are coming out to our banquet April 1st. Yeah, Randy was really important.
Yeah. It's, the inductees this year are incredible. I don't even have the list in front of me. But
I got it.
You know, Randy is, well, I'm glad. Well, another one that they're all so deserving, Walt Fricke is on the list, and I've had Walt on the show over the years. And, man, you know, what he has accomplished in his lifetime is just remarkable. And I understand he's going to be there?
Yes, that is last I heard. He will be in attendance. So
fantastic.
Yeah, he has kind of a conflict, but he's reworked his schedule and he's supposed to be there. So we're excited about that.
Can we delve into his past? Do you have that information at your fingertips or not?
Not really, no. But you can talk about it.
I'm trying to remember.
You know, the Veterans Airlift Command, which is huge, so
right,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and for people not familiar with the Veterans Airlift Command, Walt started this many years ago, and they fly veterans. Don't they fly them to Washington, D.C. To visit the monument there, or the monuments, or am I incorrect on that? I'm trying to remember the Airlift Command.
My bad. I'm not 100% sure on that. I do know they do formation flights ceremonies for our veterans and a lot of great work there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll continue our conversation with Sherry Rolfing, who is the chairperson for the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame Banquet, which is going to be held next Saturday out of Mystic Lake Convention Center, and eventbrite.com. Is where you can get on and order tickets, and Minnesota Aviation, spell out Minnesota to get to that link. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington.
at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. At Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines, as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has two convenient locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under CFR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours with a bachelor's degree or 1,250 hours with your associate's degree versus the 1,500 hours normally required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 3rd.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Really didn't have nothing solid to focus me because I didn't really care because nothing cared about me. So just left me to be like just this wild man. But God's mercy open my eyes to see that I needed to shift. Since I was going to do this thing called life now, let me take a look at God's design on it. So it just brought me to this whole nother level of living. When we do things God's way, we get God results.
Learn more at TakeChargeMinnesota.com.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed flight release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how pivotal the role of a flight dispatcher is. Being a flight dispatcher is an incredible career, and Academy College in Bloomington offers an FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive 10-week course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems and performance, and so much more. The dispatcher course at Academy College will help you excel in this field. This FAA-approved course is recognized by all the airlines across the country. Class size is limited for a healthy student-to-instructor ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Captain Sherry Rolfing. She's a Airbus 320 captain for Delta Airlines. She's been flying with Delta for 21 years. I happen to go back and look up who the inductees are and get some more information. Yeah, Walt Fricke was a combat helicopter pilot in Vietnam as well, and is the founder of Veterans Airlift Command. And I just want to make sure that I got that right. My apologies for that.
Me too. Yeah, we should mention the rest of the inductees, too, if that's all right.
We've got Bob Hodge, who was a World War II veteran, game warden pilot, and had a career with the Minnesota DNR. And I don't think I've ever met Robert Hodge, and he sounds like a wonderful guy and an incredible career in aviation.
Yeah. And then also Barb Mack, which... a lot of us know Barb from all of her, flight instructing for so many years and check rides and that kind of stuff. So I'm excited to meet her in person that night.
We had Barbara on a couple of weeks ago on the show, and she was so much fun. She was a riot. She started flying back in 1965. And she still sounds like she's around 25 years of age.
That's awesome.
My producer, Spencer Jost, is nodding his head yes, smiling, because we had so much fun with her. She was a riot, and I've never met Barb, and I'm anxious to meet her Saturday night. That'll be fun.
Me too. I'm super excited to meet her.
Another guy is John Parker. What can you tell us about John Parker?
Yeah, World War II combat vet, and he had a career with the Minnesota DNR as a warden pilot.
Who else do we have on the list here? I'm looking. John Parker. We've got. We mentioned Randy Sohn. Bob Wiplinger, who's the name is legendary, is it not?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing him as well, Whip, because I've interacted with Whipper so much over the years. They've been a big supporter of Ace Camp and invite the kids in for tours and maintenance activities and things like that. And I've just heard so much about Whip. I'm not sure I've met him in person, so I'm looking forward to meeting him as well.
You know, I talked to Bob on the phone, and I had mentioned that many years ago we had somebody from his company on the show, and I couldn't remember who it was. I couldn't remember how long ago it was. I mean, it could be 18, 19 years ago, 20 years ago. And the story of the company and how they started Whipline is really amazing. What I didn't know, he was the creator of Fireboss firefighting aircraft. Can you tell us about Fireboss?
Not only what you can tell.
Which is nothing.
That, and I'm like, pretty cool, because obviously they're being able to fight fires with them, so that's pretty awesome. That's good.
I've got a feeling we're going to learn a lot more during the presentations at the banquet on Saturday night.
Yes. Don't you just love the intro videos for the inductees?
Yes. Yes.
They tell such a good story, and it's honestly the highlight of my night every year, as I love to watch the videos and just really get a good feel of each of our inductees and all the accomplishments they have made. It really makes the scene special. I'm just about that part.
You know, and Randy Sohn, I can delve a little more into that, his background. His daughter, Leanne Sari Leanne. We all called her Sari when she was younger. I met Randy 50 years ago. And I was a youth counselor. It was a volunteer position at a church. And Sari was one of the kids. And every once in a while, she'd need a lift home, and I'd give her a ride home. And I knew her dad was a pilot. And this was long before I started flying. And I was anxious to meet him. And one day we pulled up in the driveway, and she says, Dad's home. Would you like to meet him? I said, yeah. And we hit it off immediately and became good friends from that point on. And a remarkable guy. And for people that don't know, he was the guy that was the pilot in command when they flew Fifi, the B-29, from China Lake, California, to Harlingen, Texas, which was the home base for the Commemorative Air Force, as it was called back then. Today it's the where it was a Confederate Air Force, now called the Commemorative Air Force.
Yeah.
And I become very, very good friends with the last surviving member of that crew that flew that flight, who happens to live near me in Fort Collins, Colorado. And his name is Daryl Skirich, and Randy always called him Skirch. And when we moved out here, Randy said, the first person you got to call when you get out there is Skirch. And he told me about him. And Skirch is an amazing guy. And he was the engineer aboard that plane and A&P mechanic. And what he did for a living for decades was he restored old war birds. And Randy always said that if it wasn't for Skirch, that plane would never have gotten off the ground. But the inside, that look that he gave me on the flight of that B-29 was when they first arrived down there, when they were going to do the maintenance and get it flight worthy, when they were there at China Lake, the naval military base, local sheriff's deputies showed up and arrested Lefty Gardner, who was the first officer for the flight, for previous indiscretions, we might add, when he had been in California previously. And Randy thought it was just absolutely, Skirt said Randy thought it was just hilarious and was just laughing his head off the whole time as they putting him in cuffs and taking him away. You know, I don't know if he had unpaid parking tickets or what it was, but they got him released and they got Fifi ready to fly. And it's just amazing what you were able to do back then that you couldn't do today. Mm-hmm. Times have changed dramatically from the early 70s to the 21st century. But they're great stories. And if you're at the banquet, you're gonna see the video presentation, and it goes into that and his years flying with North Central Airlines and Republic Airlines, and Northwest ended up flying the 747s, not to mention every warbird imaginable. But this is going to be such a great night, Sherry. I'm looking so forward to it, as I do every year.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to it as well. And I think, you know, he was really involved with the Southern Minnesota wing of the CAP. He created it, actually.
Yep.
So I think many folks from that squadron to come over and be at the banquet as well. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I also wanted
go ahead.
No, you.
Well, I was going to mention every Saturday, and they still get together, the Randy Stone Chili Club, and it's at Broadway Pizza in Richfield. And the group still gets together there. And, you know, we've lost a lot of guys over the years who have passed away. But, you know, what's really interesting is all the younger pilots and AMP mechanics and engineers that hear about it and they show up. And so many friends have been made on Saturdays at noon at Broadway Pizza. And when I come into the cities, I always make sure that I'm not doing anything for lunch on Saturday because I'm going to be there just to see the guys. I mean, when I say guys, it's not just males. It's just a term of endearment for everybody that's there, for the people that show up. But it's so much fun. Now, I rudely interrupted you. You were going to say.
I remember you telling me about that, you know, because a lot of times when you come back for our banquet, then you try and squeeze that in every time. And I just think how special that's been for you. And I'm sure it's for everyone who goes to those gatherings. So it's exciting that we're honoring Randy this weekend coming up.
You know, and John Parker, he was a World War II combat veteran. And I'm anxious to see his story. And also, you know, I've always thought that... you know, being a DNR warden pilot would be such a great job.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you'd see some amazing sights, too, doing something like that.
Well, yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
I always thought when I was living in Minnesota that when I retire, I thought I would like to have been working with the DNR and being a fire watcher.
Okay.
And each region has a plane that goes up and you look for smoke. And I thought in retirement, I thought that would have been a great job. Now, they might be saying, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to rehire some guy that's retired.
But I was just looking over Don Parker's bio, and it sounds like he took part in a lot of search and rescue as well for lost hunters and fishermen out in the wild. So,
yeah. Totally cool. You know, speaking of King, which I know that he's going to be there, Tom Fitzhenry, he's with the Civil Air Patrol. And immediately brought to mind when you said the search and rescue, you know, the Civil Air Patrol does a lot of that also. And Fitz was the first guy in the country. He took up a powered glider. They were looking for a plane that had gone down in marshland. Up in the northern part of the state. And he thought, you know, the way to do this is to go low and slow. So he used his powered chute, and he found it.
Oh, wow.
And we had Fitz on the show right after that. And, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, just a remarkable story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he also flies an air coupe, if I remember right. And the powered chute looks like it. I know one of the TV stations did a feature on him a couple of years ago. flying that over Lake Minnetonka.
Oh, wow.
Those are cool devices. And I don't know if that crowd likes the term, but it always looks to me like you're flying a powered go-kart when I see them take off and land. But it looks like so much fun. It really does.
Yeah.
Sherry, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the banquet, and we're going to talk about Sherry's career and her journey into the left seat of a major airline, which is a great story in itself. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Cheryl Rolfing. I should say Captain Cheryl Rolfing. She's in the left seat of an Airbus 320 for Delta Airlines. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is Al Malmberg. Scenic flights are a delightful way to experience the beauty of the Twin Cities area. Book a scenic flight from Thunderbird Aviation. You'll see stunning views day or night as you fly over the Twin Cities. Go over beautiful Lake Minnetonka, cruise over the state capitol, and circle over downtown Minneapolis. You can even experience an evening flight and see the lights of the Twin Cities. You can even fly over your home, but don't forget your camera. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation is an FAA-approved flight school that offers a wide range of programs for those wanting to pursue their love of flying. They offer many programs, including private pilot, instrument rating, commercial rating, and multi-engine rating. Thunderbird Aviation has been the go-to place in the Twin Cities for over five decades, helping thousands of people realize their dream of becoming a pilot. They boast a diverse fleet of training aircraft to maximize your flight training experience. For more information, visit their website at ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you about to sign an order for siding, roofing, or windows, but you're worried that the price is too high? Keep them honest by contacting me at getmythreequotes.com, and I'll email competitive quotes your way. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
This is Al Malmberg. If you have children between the ages of 10 and 15, this could be for them. Every summer, Thunderbird Aviation hosts the Young Flyers Camp. It's 4 days a week for young, aspiring aviators. These camps are held at both Thunderbird locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and the Crystal Airport, in June, July, and August. This four-day course gives young flyers the opportunity to explore aviation in depth, along with 2 hours of flight time with an instructor. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. Earn as you learn when you enroll in the Apprentice Support Program at Academy College. There's an immediate need for aircraft maintenance technicians. Academy uses the proven approach of learning through on-the-job training, coupled with an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support for those looking to hire an apprentice or to become an apprentice. The next open house is April 19th. For more information, call Academy College at 952-851-0066. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Captain Sherry Rolfing. She's been with Delta Airlines for over 21 years. Currently is the captain, flying the left seat on an Airbus 320. What's it like to fly that plane, Sherry?
It's amazing. I love it. It's I'm kind of biased. I've been on the Airbus for a long time, probably 20 years. But it's amazing. I think the most interesting thing for me when I upgraded was having to fly. Instead of with my right hand, I had to switch to the left hand. So that was interesting at first. It's a beautiful airplane. We get to fly the 321s, the 321 Neos now, which are amazing. It's so fun. Love it.
Maybe I'm putting you on the spot here, but we keep hearing about someday there's going to be anonymous aircraft, my feeling is I want people on the flight deck, and I want them to have gray hair. I want that experience, and I always ask the question: raise your hand if you've never had a problem with your computer.
Right.
And I tie that in with flying. What is your take on that? Or you can say no comment.
No, I agree with you. I think it's going to be quite a while before people feel comfortable hopping on an airplane without any pilots up front to have a little bit of skin in the game. I know technology, they're working on it, but I don't think it's going to happen for quite a while. And especially for safety reasons. Pilots, just to take over when things don't go right, just like you said. So,
is it possible for a computer to make an instantaneous decision like a human can with experience on the flight deck?
My opinion is no. But no, it's going to right now.
Yeah.
There's two of us up front for a reason as well. You know, we help each other out together, and so it's important, in my opinion, that we have two pilots up front.
We had mentioned the ACE camp. That got you stoked up about, you got the fire in the belly over flying. When did you first start taking lessons, and where was that?
Yeah, I actually started flying the first day of my senior year in high school out of Anoka County Airport in Blaine. Hmm. Yeah, and then I worked on that. You know, senior year is a busy year for a high school student, so I was pretty busy. It took me almost a year to become a private pilot, but I took my check ride, and then the next day I went down to Minnesota State University, Mankato, and started my college career there.
Did you have designs on being an airline captain from the get-go?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the pinnacle of our industry, at least in my opinion. You know, get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the right, be a captain, and it's been so rewarding. I enjoy it so much. I enjoy being able to set the tone for my crew, including, you know, our flight attendants and everyone we work with. I like being able to be the one who's kind of setting the tone. It's, you know, positive, encouraging, and we all work together as a team. And I love it a lot. Then down in Mankato, I became a flight instructor for the program and instructed there for a couple of years. Flew for a small regional airline and then some corporate jets. And then I actually got hired by Northwest Airlines.
Sure. I also want to mention that your husband is also a captain for Delta Airlines. Any idea how many husband and wives are captains at Delta?
Yep. Andy is the first officer right now. He had a whole career as a corporate pilot, and he was, you know, he's got like 10 type ratings. So he was a captain in his previous career, and now he just got checked out on the 330 flying international flights here out of Minneapolis as a first officer. So there are several husband and wife teams at Delta. It would be awesome to get all of us together. I would love to know how many there are, but I could probably, you know, name 10 of them off the top of my head, but it's pretty cool. And we're starting to see now, in addition to husband and wife teams, but we're seeing parent-child, you know, crews now, which is really exciting for me.
Well, no, go ahead. Continue, please.
I just wanted to say, speaking of Andy, my husband, he's really the one who allows me to do all these extra things that I do, including, you know, planning this Hall of Fame banquet. So I just wanted a little shout out to Andy for that.
I would think that having a spouse flying the same airplane that you're flying would be an advantage or not.
He just went from the Boeing to the Airbus recently, so it was, you know, it was kind of helpful to me around because I could kind of explain the Airbus isms, if you would. To go from a Boeing product to an Airbus product is a little bit of a change, so I think that was really helpful. But I'm looking forward to someday flying with him at Delta, so hopefully, you know, flying that 330 maybe internationally together someday. But
so that's a possibility, a husband and wife flying on the flight deck, same plane?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, same with the parent and child. So I have two of my three sons are thinking of aviation. One, I'm looking forward to flying with him probably in the next 4 or 5 years. It would be amazing. So we'll see where that goes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be so fun. I'm excited.
Would the mother come out in you? I mean, that maybe that's a really insensitive question to ask in the 21st century, but
you know, it's
but it's you know, it's nature as it is, you know.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because I taught them how to fly, so I got them through their private pilot training before they went to the university and started their instrument training. And you know what, they did really well as far as receiving feedback and listening, and it worked out really well, and it was a really good experience. So I don't think I worry too much about that.
You know, there's one thing about flying that I've noticed. It's a serious business when you're learning how to fly, because it can be life or death. And no matter who the instructor is, you're really paying attention to what they are saying. And whether you're related or not, I don't think it has any bearing. I think it is what it is. Or am I oversimplifying that?
No, I think there's a lot to it. Yeah. I mean, it is serious business. We like to have fun and enjoy it and have a passion for it. But when it comes down to it, safety is number one. So, I think they're very receptive to the things I had to say. I have to tell you, though, from a mothering standpoint, signing them up for their first solo was pretty stressful.
Really?
Yes. And it wasn't that I didn't feel they were qualified, but there's just, you know, so many factors that go into it. And busy airports and different things that is, you know, a little bit out of their control. So I knew they were capable.
I had not thought of that, but that had to have been stressful. I can see that.
Yeah,
there had to have been that one little thing in the back of your mind: is he or not ready, or is he ready for sure?
Yeah. But it was also extremely rewarding. So pretty proud of them.
Any idea?
So
how old is your youngest?
He's 18. He's a senior this year in high school. So he's already started some. He took my ground school at Minnesota State Mankato, and he's had a couple lessons. So we're going to hopefully get a good chunk of his private done this summer. That'll be fun.
Oh, fantastic. How do you find time? I was going to ask you earlier when I was going through everything you're involved in, you know, what do you do in your spare time? Because you don't have any. How do you fit all that in?
I'm really passionate about mentoring and promoting aviation, and I just really enjoy it. So all of my extra activities, that is what I do in my spare time, for sure. I don't know. I'm very organized, I guess.
Well, you are. I want to bring something up here that is just really important, and you had mentioned it just in a side comment, and that is the people involved with the Aviation Hall of Fame. And the person that I'm in contact with the most is Carol Cansdale. And I told her a couple of weeks ago, I don't know how you do this. She is so remarkable. She truly is. Absolutely love her to pieces.
Absolutely. Me too. And Carol and Amelia Halstead also, the three of us have like a constant text chain going like year round having this event. So, and Carol is amazing with all of the reservations and seating charts and who's eating what for dinner. And I mean, there's so much that go into it. And she really helps keep me on track. That's for sure. Super grateful to Carol and Amelia also, who does a lot with Carol and I for getting this planned. Because this, you know, our group, we're all volunteers, and we basically work on this Hall of Fame banquet year round. Some months are busier than others, like this month, for example. We're meeting, we're working on there's so many little details that go into this event, and I definitely could not do it without Carol and Amelia and our whole team. Like, we just have a great team of volunteers that allow me to, you know, I've just checked in with them. There's so many people that do awesome things that pull this all together. And I should mention Josh Rosard also, who makes our videos. He is amazing. I am so grateful to him. And Brandon Montagne, who's our chairperson now of the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. but he also does so much work in putting those videos together and the awards and the program. I mean, it's just an awesome team of excellent people that work together to make this event happen. So I'm so thankful to all of them.
It is amazing. And to give you an idea, right before, in fact, the music was rolling to start the program, and I texted Carol, any ticks left for the banquet, and she wrote back immediately, yes, Sherry has the details, and then she sent me another note, available on Eventbrite till 6 p.m. Monday.
Excellent. Yes.
I mean, she is just on top of it. She is amazing. We're going to take a break. We'll continue our conversation with Captain Sherry Rolfing. And she is the chairperson of the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame Banquet, which will be held next Saturday. And tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations. It's where I learned to fly, by the way, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Choose a career-specific course that enhances your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in a commercial pilot, aviation management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstance. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Next quarter begins April 3rd. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Robin Stell Women's Center needs your help. Hi, it's Peggy, RWC's executive director. Each week, an average of 5 women who were initially at risk for abortion instead choose life. Unlike some clinics that offer only one choice, Robin Stell Women's Center provides accurate information on all options so women can make fully informed decisions. RWC is debt-free and funded by donors like you. Empowering one woman today saves their baby tomorrow. RWCinfo.org.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. At Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines, as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has 2 convenient locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under CFR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours with a bachelor's degree or 1,250 hours with your associate's degree versus the 1,500 hours normally required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Captain Sherry Rolfing is our guest. She is the chairperson of the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame Banquet, which is going to be held next Saturday at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center. And tickets are available at eventbrite.com. And this is just an absolutely wonderful night. Sherry, I've got some more personal questions for you, if you don't,
okay.
If you don't mind. You know, here we are in the 21st century. It's very, very common to see long hair in the cockpit, to see female captains, first officers. When you started, was it tough going to work your way, that journey to the left seat because of your gender, which is just a ridiculous question to have to ask. But there was some truth to it back in the day when you and Carol and so many other females were starting out in aviation, trying to become airline pilots.
Yeah, I think a perfect example of what you're talking about is the first 19 years I was at a major airline, I flew with maybe 5 female captains. And then since I've upgraded in the last 2 years, I've already had 5 female first officers. So I think that is significant because it shows that things are changing. We do see a lot more women in the role as a pilot, and I love seeing that. Over the years, I look back and I really didn't know. I mean, I knew I was often the only female in a class, and I just knew that it was kind of unusual for a woman to be out at the airport flying and that sort of stuff. But it never really bothered me all that much. It was just how it was. You know, it was just kind of status quo. So, over the years, I've been a founding member of 2 women in aviation chapters in Minnesota, and also, just with ACE Camp and at my role at Delta as well, we've promoted women going into aviation through our wing flight there. So I see a lot of changes over the years, and it's fantastic. It's definitely come a long way.
I asked that question because a friend of mine that I went to high school with, her name is Brenda Berkman, and she was the first female firefighter in the New York City Fire Department. She was an attorney, graduated from St. Olaf, and went to law school, and I hooked up with this law firm in New York City, and shortly thereafter discovered that there were no women firefighters in New York City, and she was really ticked off about that. And her career, she retired as a fire captain, and one of the most remarkable people that I think I've ever known. And she's written a book called Send a Girl is the name of the book. And just an incredible book. But the trials and tribulations and the nasty things that were done to her personally by male firefighters, some I won't even talk about on the air. It was aghast when she would mention this. I didn't know if the early women... many of we who we've had on the show that I've met through the Hall of Fame banquet, by the way. It just to me is appalling sometimes when I hear the behavior of an industry, especially the fire department in New York City. But I had to ask that question.
I feel like everyone probably has a story out there, as far as being a female in aviation. But I have to say, I've been really fortunate, surrounded by very supportive, men in aviation, and the people I worked with over the years, it was all really pretty good experiences, and the occasional time when I had maybe a rough experience with someone, I didn't necessarily think it was because I was a woman, maybe that's just how they are with everyone. We've definitely come a long way. And I mentioned the Women in Aviation chapter. One of them that I helped start was called Stars of the North in the Twin Cities, and they have taken it and run with that chapter. It's amazing, and they host a Girls in Aviation Day event every year. They have over, last year they had over 1,500 kids show up for this free event at, it was at Flying Cloud Airport this past year. It's so awesome to see the excitement on the young girls' faces, to be at this airport and see airplanes, and the C-130 was there this year, and they're just so excited. And the same with ACE Camp, that's probably one of the most rewarding things is to see a student's face when they get out of an airplane after their first flight. It's so fun. So I think there's been a lot of change and a lot of encouragement for young women to go into aviation now, and I love seeing it. It's been really fun,
and it's fantastic to see it. And when you're talking about females in aviation, I think of Liz Strofus after World War II. I mean, she had flown just about every aircraft imaginable during World War II. And we had Liz on the show more than a couple of times, and we just loved her to pieces. But I recall asking her, you know, did you ever have designs on being an airline captain? And she said, oh, after the war, I immediately applied for jobs with the airlines. And one of them told her, we have a secretarial position open if you're interested. And she had more experience flying, you know, these warbirds, the bombers, than the guys that were applying for the jobs. And it angers you. But, you know, like you said, she said it was, you know, it was just the times. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I love Liz. She was such an amazing person and just, like, such a bright, like, spirit in her herself.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. She made everyone just feel amazing. But I did have some conversations with her, and, you know, she was told no. Like, I mean, like you said, yeah. She wanted to work for the airlines. She flew all the planes back in World War II. And they're like, no. And I mean, it's just shocking that they weren't welcome with open arms into the airlines at that point. But she was always so proud of me and other women. You know, she would always say that, like, oh, I'm just so proud of you. And, you know, just was so happy for us that we, you know, she led the path. Even if she didn't work at the airlines, she was one of the leaders and got us to where we are today. So, I love
you. A great Liz Strofus story is we used to, when Spook Johns was around, we would charter a 737 from Sun Country and go to various museums around the country, you know, one or two trips a year with 200 of our closest, dearest friends. And Liz would go on those. And we were at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum at Dulles, and there was a group of, I believe they were high school girls that were touring the museum, and myself and a couple other guys, we came across this group, and they were at the WASP display, and there was Liz in her uniform talking to the girls. The tour guide saw her in her uniform and said, ma'am, were you a WASP? And she said, yes. And so she was talking to the girls, and their eyes were huge, and they're listening, they're hanging on every word. And I leaned forward and I asked one of the girls, I said, ask her what the last plane she flew was. And she asked Liz, and Liz says, oh, it was an F-16, and I was 76 or 71 years old. And you could hear this audible, wow, from the girls. And I thought, what an incredible mentor she was, not only to girls, but to everybody she ever met.
Absolutely. She was one of our guest speakers at the ACE Camp graduation one year, and the students, like you said, they just hung on every word, and they just loved, like, you could just see they were so amazed by her and her story. Afterwards, I think every single one of them gave her a hug, and they, like, she made an impact, and that's just what she was. She was just so special. Everyone just resonated with her.
Yep, and I think that the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame banquet, those are the type of stories that you hear when you're there and you meet people like Liz and Randy Sohn and John Parker and just incredible individuals. Sherry, this hour has flown by. And again, I want to mention the Hall of Fame banquet is coming up this coming Saturday. And you can go to eventbrite.com to order tickets. There are a few still available, some still available, and the cutoff is tomorrow night at 6 p.m., so if you haven't ordered your tickets, do so. And Sherry, we'll see you next Saturday. Always looking forward to it. Very, 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 very quickly.
Yes, our Hall of Fame, we have a new improved website. It's www.mahof.com, mahof.com. Have them check out our website as well, because it's a lot of good information, and they can also nominate people that they feel are deserving for induction in the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame.
Give us the acronym once again very quickly.
Mahof, MAHOF.com.
Very good. Sherry, thank you for coming on the show. We'll see you next Saturday. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation and by Thunderbird Aviation. with two locations. This is the World of Aviation.
Salmon fishing in Alaska at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are much better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play The Patriot Minneapolis.
It's time to throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite AM 1280 The Patriot hosts in high quality with Alexa and Amazon Echo.
Isn't it time you trade your old Salt Hog for a new Wet Technology water softener from Commerce? Commerce will give you $400 for your old softener and haul it away, too. Save salt, save water, and you're back. Go to Commerce.com. Commerce Water. That's Commerce.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.